Hi, everyone. This is Christine Carter. Welcome back to Cracking the Habit Code, 21 Days to Keeping Your Resolutions. Today is one of two rest and reevaluation days, and these days are really important because there's so much content here that I'm throwing at you that it's really important to have 2 days in the 21 in which you just look back over your progress and figure out where to go from here without necessarily learning any new content. So even though there's no new content here today per se, there's a lot here to be done. This is what you're going to need to be doing after the class is over pretty continuously. So this is an important day. It's not a good one to skip. So basically today, all I want you to do is take 5 to 10 minutes to take stock of where you are. And really, we're looking at two things to take stock of: how you're doing with your tiny habits and how you're doing with your actual resolution, your baseline goal. So the tiny habits, to just refresh your memory, is something that you can do in less than 30 seconds and is really just priming you to, or just teaching you the skill of getting in a new habit. So when we practice doing really small things, when we practice controlling one area of our lives in a really small way, we actually tend to be able to control other areas as well. More even than that, though, we're training ourselves to get into new habits. We're teaching ourselves that skill. So how did you do with your tiny habits or your turtle steps this week? If you're doing really well, that's great. Congratulations. Give yourself a pat on the back. You have three options at this point. You can just keep the same tiny habits for another week. I think that is totally fine. The slower you go, the longer your change will last. You increase the odds of being more successful the slower you make progress. So it's fine to keep the same tiny habits. Your second option is to expand one of your tiny habits towards your actual resolution, towards one of your baseline goals. So say your resolution is to exercise more or a certain amount per week, and one of your tiny habits was putting your gym shoes on first thing in the morning. Takes less than 30 seconds. It's blazingly easy to do. So you've done that really well. Now maybe what you want to do is take 5 steps on the treadmill. So you're just basically expanding that tiny habit a little bit. So you're basically adding another tiny habit to the tiny habit in that routine. But remembering to keep the anchor or the trigger or the cue for your routine the same, and to keep the reward the same. Your third option is to just establish new tiny habits. So maybe, you know, it's not even related at all to your resolution. Maybe your resolution was related to saving money and your tiny habits are related to flossing or emptying the dishwasher or something. So it doesn't matter. You're just, so long as it meets the criteria. If you can't remember what the criteria are, why don't you go back and listen to day 3 again? Now, if you're doing poorly with your tiny habits, if you're thinking, oh gosh, I didn't do any of that, that's okay. What you need to do is make your tiny habits even easier and recommit to them. So maybe just have this one tiny habit and make sure it meets the criteria and just recommit to it. It's fine. You're learning. We're not going to come out of the gates doing this perfectly. It's the same reason why you don't have your kids, when they're learning to play soccer, playing a game the first weekend after their first practice, right? You know, there's a learning curve here. So don't feel bad. Just recommit yourself. Okay. The other thing that I want you to take stock of is just as important, maybe more. And that is to ask yourself how you're doing with your actual resolution. So you have a way of measuring at this point how you've been doing. And so look at your measurement tool and be honest with yourself. Are you there yet? Have you been meeting your baseline goal? So if you're already doing it, if you're meeting your baseline goal, that is fabulous. Awesome. So now what you need to ask yourself is, do you just want to keep at it? Keep with that baseline goal till it's really a habit. And I think that is the recommended course of action, unless you set your baseline goal so low that you really at this point are itching to expand, that it's already automatic, it's super easy, you don't have to think about it anymore. So, you know, maybe your overall resolution is to exercise 5 days a week to train for a marathon. And this, in the last bit of time here in the class, you've just been exercising for 10 minutes a day, and that's better than nothing for you. And you're getting into the habit of exercising every weekday, hypothetically. But now you're ready to increase that to 15 minutes. So if you are going to expand, that's fine. Just expand very slowly. Expand in turtle steps. And if you haven't been meeting your baseline goal, if you look at that measurement sheet and you think, oh, brother, I'm not doing it at all, don't worry, but take stock, okay? So break down the routine even more. So make your daily task ridiculously easy. And make sure you put some emphasis on the daily piece of things. Remember, what we're trying to do is get into a habit here. So even if you only want to exercise 3 days a week, I want you to, and if you're not doing that, part of the reason might be because it's not daily. And so I want you to make it daily, not necessarily the full exercise routine, but something daily. So maybe you exercise in the morning after breakfast 3 days a week. And so breakfast is your anchor, even though it's probably an unlikely scenario. I don't know many people who exercise after they eat breakfast. But in any case, in this example, breakfast is your anchor. So on the other 4 days a week when you're not slated to exercise, I want you to go do the first thing that you would do if you're going to exercise. So maybe you just do some stretches. It could be 30 seconds worth of something, but you need to make a motion to your brain that you're going to exercise. Okay? The other thing that we can do is what Martha Beck calls playing halvesies with our baseline goal. So just keep cutting it in half. Maybe your baseline goal is to exercise for 10 minutes a day. Cut it in half. Exercise for 5 minutes a day. So what you want is for it to be ridiculously easy until you're able to consistently do that routine, and then you can talk about expanding it. The other thing that I want you to do on this rest and reevaluation day is to check in with your buddy and your so-called cabinet. So we talked about social support in week one, and I want you to really lean on those people who are your support. So ask each other, what can you do this week to be more successful? Where do you need more support? Ask your buddy how they're doing. Hold him or her accountable. And if either of you are having trouble, go back to the worksheets. What did you skip? What do you need to revise in your worksheets? How can you help each other identify what exactly the stumbling block was? Okay, so that's all for today. Next week is going to be great, or it's really this week. We've got 6 more days of class, which I'm going to give you some of my favorite strategies that really work for creating change in your life. We're going to talk about making pre-commitments and why we should never say never. We're going to talk about the role belief and intention play in all of this. We're going to talk about dealing with difficult emotions and what to do when you have a bad day. And then we're going to lastly talk about knowing the difference between lapse and relapse, and wrap this whole thing up in day 21, if you can believe that. So nice work in this first 2 weeks, and we're in the home stretch now. I'll see you tomorrow.